Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my eyes, I'll love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I want you for a while. You are a vapor trail in a deep blue sky. Glitter in your eye, you seem to come and go. I never seem to know, and all my time is yours as much as mine. You never have enough time to show.
We'll take it slow, baby, baby, we'll take it slow. Oh. 같은 꿈 마치 날 부르는 익숙한 노래 마침내 연결돼.
감싸주지 나를 head is so made. 반복되는 매일도 괜찮다고 깊은 어둠 위를 걸어 저 너머에 숨겨진 진자를 보아.
Open your eyes,
open your eyes,
your eyes.
Open your eyes,
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 open your eyes, open your eyes,
open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your
eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes. 더 새까맣게 이 밤에 더 지르래.
차가운 세상 눈을 감고 침대에 누워도 귀를 막고. 어제가 오늘 오늘의 여지 늘어진 자책만 가득한 채.
We'll take it slow,
take it slow,
baby, baby, we'll take it slow.
같은 꿈 마치 날 부르는 익숙한 노래 마침내 연결돼.
You won't.
여전히 어딘가로 이름 모르지 여기에 난 이름 모를 홀로. 몇 밤을 자도 펴지 않는 어딘가에서도 결국 대부분의 시간을 보내는 explorer. And that's a long ass ride. 정신없이 휘둘리다 결과 눈을 감지. 꿈과 지금 사이를 또 한번 의심하고 나도 확인하게 있어 바로 지금 너와 같이.
Open your eyes, 조용히 open your eyes.
Open your eyes,
이제는 open your eyes.
Open your eyes,
open your eyes, 조용히 open your eyes.
Open your eyes,
open your eyes, 이제는 open your eyes.
나를 안쳐 불그치 속에 깊이 가려져 왔던 story. 눈을 뜨네요.
느껴지네 너의 꿈. 긴장에서 깨어난 내 일곱 번째의 감각.
내 곁에 다가와 펼쳐진 밤, 조금씩 가까워지는 다른 꿈. 이해가 돼 모두가 내 것처럼 다.
Open your eyes. 진짜를 봐. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
What is up, everyone? This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Apologies for the slight late start. This show is Slime Time Radio. And one thing about me, we only listen to K-pop on this channel. On this hour. And today, we are going to be talking about NCT. The song we just listened to was The Seventh Sense by NCTU. And you might be wondering, what's NCTU? Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked, because I have a two-page document full of notes. So today's episode is going to be mostly yapping, mostly talking. I have a few songs to, like, illustrate points, but it's mostly just gonna be me talking. So get excited, because okay, here's the plan. We are gonna be talking big picture, then we're gonna be talking smaller picture, then we're gonna be talking maybe the smallest picture ever. So that's kind of the scope of today. And what's our big picture? Our big picture is culture technology. So you might be like, what does NCT stand for? Great question. It means Neo Culture Technology. And you might be like, Neo? What? Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that. But we're starting with the culture technology. So basically, NCT is a K-pop boy group under the entertainment company SM. And if you know anything about K-pop, you know that SM, she's kind of a monolith in the entertainment industry in Korea. For better or for worse, they are like up there with like the founders of K-pop. K-pop is a relatively new industry, starting in around the 90s. So it's like the founders of K-pop, they're quite recent. They're still alive, of course. And one of whom, the founder of SM, is a guy named Lee Soo-man. My Korean-American is showing. But he is founder and previously CEO of SM Entertainment. That was a juicy split up, I'll tell you that. But he basically, being inspired by MTV in America, was like, I need to create an entertainment company and take this like K-pop thing that's bubbling right now, I need to take this international. So what he does is he creates a system called culture technology. In a speech that he gave at Stanford, he says that he created it like 1997-ish. And it's basically, he like literally created like a manual, guys, like a written manual of steps of how to like popularize K-pop abroad. And in this manual, theoretically, allegedly, there's stuff like talking about like when to bring in foreign composers or like when to collaborate with international brands. But it's also stuff like camera angles, shade of eyeshadow, hand movements, like it's crazy stuff, okay? And there's like a four-step process to this system, which is casting, training, producing, and marketing/managing. And this, I was reading this and I feel like I was like Scooby-Doo, like pulling back the mask and revealing the monster all along. Like I was like, this guy is crazy. But essentially the K-pop industry, there's kind of a big question as to like what is considered K-pop and what is not considered K-pop, just because like especially now with the globalization of K-pop, there's like people who are not Korean in K-pop groups or trying to form their own K-pop groups, and sometimes the songs aren't even in Korean. So it's like, if the person doesn't have to be Korean and the song doesn't have to be in Korean, what makes it K-pop? And I think an answer that we've landed on, that also Jennie from Blackpink talked about in their Netflix documentary, is it's the training period. Because all idols go through a training period, whether that be years or months, where they get lessons on singing, dancing, like media training, language. Like there, apparently there's a selfie class as well. You'd be surprised by the, I can't take a break to explain to you the photo card culture, but just know those selfies sell for money. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the training. So there's like a lot of examples of trainees who like they've been training for like 10 years and they finally debut and it's like this whole big thing. But like the thing with the trainees is they, a lot of times they like hop from company to company and they start to become known while they're trainees as like really good at what they do, or just like they can write songs or whatever. And like when they debut, like they start building anticipation during the trainee phase. So when they debut, it's like, oh my gosh, finally here, fans are ready. So trainee period, and let me tell you, trainee period coming to bite a lot of these idols, these new idols debuting, mostly because they like actually had lives during the training period and people are like finding out and it's like, what? So yeah, and this culture technology was applied to groups like TVXQ, Super Junior, SNSD, or Girls' Generation, SHINee, and then like RAIN and BoA. So these are groups that are like did incredibly well in Korea. They never really got abroad. I would argue that Girls' Generation was probably most successful at that. They like kind of like dipped their toes. Also like Wonder Girl, under a different company, but like similarly of the same era, Wonder Girl, they dipped their toes. Like no one was really like making those big jumps. So in 2016, SM, they have like a what's it called, press conference, and they announced new culture technology, which involves basically they launch 5 programs in this like new culture technology. SM Station, NCT the group, Scream Records, and SM Rookies. So basically SM Station is like a YouTube channel. I'm sure there's more behind the scenes, but essentially like a front-facing YouTube channel where SM artists can collab with international artists, or like just like artists that they wouldn't usually get to collab with. An example of an SM Station is like Wendy from Red Velvet and John Legend. You know, it's like crazy stuff like that. NCT being the group. Scream Records is an EDM record that SM is like, it's like a subsidiary of subsidiary of SM. And basically they like produce EDM remixes of a lot of SM songs. And this actually brought a lot of things to light, because I was like, why? Who is Scream? And why are they releasing remixes of every SM artist song? It's because it's just like, it's part of SM. And SM Rookies is basically the trainees that are under SM at the time. They have like, they do vlogs, they do like some performances and stuff like that. So it's basically just like making the rookies more visible. And it also involved this idea of like getting international idols to be a part of Korean groups so that you can like help bring that group to the idol's home country. They already were kind of trying this at that point with EXO, because they have EXO K and EXO-M. EXO-M being China. So they had like, okay, so they had actually 3 Chinese members in EXO-M, and then 2 Korean members in EXO-M that they gave Chinese stage names to. Very weird. And then all 3 Chinese members, well, okay, let me say, there's 4 of them. There was 4 Chinese members. They all ended up leaving the group except for one, because of mistreatment. Most of EXO has now left SM because of mistreatment. Like crazy stuff, like not getting paid, like no access to healthcare. It was like crazy stuff. Anyway, so like they're a little bit on the rocks right now. 2016, 2017, I would say they were going through the lawsuits with the Chinese members. So a little bit of a tough time. But a part of this like new culture technology was collaborating with international companies to create like joint ventures. So this is something that a lot of K-pop companies are doing right now. Ironically, HYBE is probably obviously the best at this. They have a record deal with Universal Music. So does SM, actually, Universal Music. but they basically like partner with American companies so that they can, and then the American company distributes their music abroad. Yeah, so that's culture technology, neoculture technology. But this basically like sets up the format for like current K-pop. Like, this is what's happening right now. This is what the girls are doing. Like, Lisa Man, he kind of came and he started this and he is doing it. So now you might be asking, who is NCT? Oh my gosh, I love this question. So as of 2023, NCT has recorded more than 32 million album sales across all units, being one of the best-selling K-pop artists of all time. And you might be like, that is very impressive. And it is. However, it's also kind of a trick, because NCT is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 groups, 7 in one. And you might be like, how does that make any sense? Let me just lay it out for you. Right now, there is 26 members of NCT. And you might be like, what? And to that I say, I know. Okay, so basically, let me give you the timeline. Actually, scratch that. First, let me explain to you the concept of subunits. So basically, a big thing in K-pop is with larger groups, they'll have subunits. So basically, they, for example, a group 17, they have 13 members and 3 subunits. They have the vocal subunit, the performance subunit, and the hip-hop subunit. So like, the hip-hop subunit, the rappers. The performance subunit is like the dancers. And then this vocal sub, singers, right? But they will produce songs where it's like only one subunit will sing on that track, and then they'll perform it just with them, and that's like their special subunit song, right? So NCT kind of takes that to the next level, where all of these different subunits under NCT function as their own group, but the members are kind of interchangeable. And they have this like unlimited, like an infinite concept where basically they can just like keep adding members to NCT, because they'll be under this NCT umbrella, but they can be a part of any NCT group, right? Okay. Are you with me? Okay. So basically NCTU, which is the most interchangeable one. So basically anyone that they want to be together on a song that's in NCT, they throw them in a group and call it NCTU, okay? So NCTU debuts in April 2016 with the Seven Sense, what we just listened to. And they, crickets, okay, crickets. No one was living, laughing, loving NCTU at the time, except for like people who were actually into music. I hate to say that. Sorry, that was really annoying. But like the common, like the gen pop, if you will, the general population was not loving the Seven Sense. But like people who like, industry people and like people who were really into music at the time were like, this is hitting, this is crazy. And now the Seventh Sense is known as one of the hardest K-pop songs to cover, partly because they've just got this like weird, it's just this like strange vibe in the song. Like, it's not like, it's like a strange concept, and the choreography is incredibly difficult. And like, it's just like, they, whenever they do like idol shows and they have like rookies cover songs, every time the Seventh Sense comes up, those rookies fall to the floor. Like, they cannot do it. So that's the Seventh Sense. I personally love the Seventh Sense. It is so neoculture technology of them, and I really appreciate that. And I feel like a lot of times NCT, because they can kind of do anything because they have any concept with all the different groups, they stray from the culture technology. They stray from the neo sound. Basically, the neo sound is just like weird noise. But don't worry, we got back to that. So then, in NCT 127 debuts in July 2016 with Fire Truck. NCT 127, 127 being the longitude of Seoul, is supposed to be like the one that's based in Korea. Because again, we're thinking location with these groups, okay? We're thinking like expanding globally with these groups. So NCT 127 is Korea-based, okay? They debut with, I think, initially nine members. It ends up being 10 at some point. But they debut with Fire Truck. I think they debut with actually less than 8. They debut with Fire Truck, and a few members get added over the course of time. And Fire Truck, the girls were kind of clapping. Like, they were not, it was like just meh, you know? But then NCT Dream debuts in August 2016, the same year, with Chewing Gum. I personally, do I like Chewing Gum? No. And listening to it as a song is kind of like what is going on, because the concept of NCT Dream is that they're for the youth. At the time, the youngest member is, I think, 14. The oldest was born in 2000, Mark. So basically, they are very young. So it's like a, it's like basically like the song is for kids almost. But the crazy part is the choreography. It's all on hoverboards. They ride hoverboards for the entirety of the choreography, and they do tricks on the hoverboard, and they dance on the hoverboard. Okay, like you don't understand how groundbreaking this was at the time. Like, this was Coachella 2016. Like, this was the vibe at the time. They were on hoverboards. It was crazy. So, and they have not really ridden a hoverboard since at all, but just knowing that they can do it is kind of crazy. And I would tell you to look this up. I know you won't, but look it up if you get the chance. NCT Chewing Gum, like, it's crazy. But NCT Dream is, so the concept is like youth fun, right? So how do they maintain the youth? There's a graduation system. SM has tried this like twice, and it never works, because basically the idea is once a member hits a certain age, they graduate, and they'll just keep bringing younger people into the group, right? To keep the average age of the group young. However, one thing about NCT Dream, a core part of NCT is the fact that it's very difficult to like sell that they're all friends when there's 26 of them. And a big part of selling a K-pop group is that they have to look like they're all friends. At least look, you know, because like fans really get invested in the relationships between the members. So one thing about BTS that like really helps them sell is that they are like family. They come across like they are brothers. They are the best of friends, you know, and people want that for their K-pop group. So it's hard to do that when there's 26 of them, but NCT Dream, there's only 7 of them. And that, like, they are like the friend group of NCT. They're all very close in age. I think there's only a 3-year age gap between the oldest and the youngest. And they are like all besties. Like they, at least it looks like that. Whenever they make like video content where it's like them hanging out, it looks like they're having a really good time. So over time, by the time the oldest member, Mark, was 20, which is like the age of graduation, he graduates and it tears the fandom apart. Okay, because Mark was like, he was the leader. He was just that guy. And then he left the group and it was like devastating. But don't worry, we'll get back to that. So there are, of course, more units than just the three. Those are the three core ones. NCT 127 and NCT Dream are the ones that are promoting like regularly. NCT U kind of comes in and out because again, they're like interchangeable and for special occasions. But then Wavy debuts in January 2019. And Wavy, you might be like, that doesn't have the word NCT in it. Correct. We were all shocked and surprised because Wavy is the Chinese members. But as you recall, SM has some difficulty with Chinese members historically. So what they did actually is they created another label under SM to manage Wavy called Label V. So it's like, there was like this whole, you had to be there. There was like this whole thing of like, and Wavy is not part of NCT. Wavy is part of NCT because there's NCT members in Wavy. Okay, stay with me. One example being Winwin. Okay, Winwin was in NCT 127, and I would go so far as to say he was the glue guy. He was the glue guy because he was trained in classical Chinese dance. So he like, he's not quite the best at like K-pop dancing just because it doesn't really translate. And he never got a lot of lines. So he was kind of the personality hire. I hate to say it, but he kind of was. But like all the members of the group loved Winwin. So when they took him out, when I tell you, things were crumbling. Okay, things were crumbling. And you might be noticing a pattern. Okay, the pattern stays. But basically, NCT 127, they kind of lose a little momentum when Winwin leaves. And he doesn't leave exactly when Wavy starts. He leaves before. So it's like, there's just a lot of, he leaves in 2018 in October. So there's a gap, and people are like shaking down the doors of SM, like, where is Win Win? And he debuts with Wavy along with another current member, Ten. Now Ten, there's a few members of NCT that are more popular, better at their jobs, and make more money. Okay. Ten is one of them. There's like a few faces that are like the face of NCT. Number one being Taeyong, who is the leader of all of them. Leader of everything, okay, but also leader of 127. He is like the embodiment of the Neo, okay? He's just a weird guy, but he has really taken it upon himself to be Neo Culture Technology, and he does a great job with it. A lot of people are, he's kind of like perfect idol material, okay? He can produce, he can rap, he can sing, he can dance. He's a really good dancer. He's like really good. He can choreograph. He's kind of well-rounded, you know? So Taeyong, Ten, who is like a phenomenal dancer. He's also Thai, which opens up a new market for SM, as we have said. The only Thai member in NCT. I would say Mark is one of those members. And I would say Johnny is one of those members, not because he's particularly good at anything, but just because he's like, he's got a really good entertainment personality. He's also Korean-American, so he can speak English. So he is on every entertainment show, and the girls love him. He's also really tall. He's like really tall. And the rest of them are not as tall. So, well, no, they're pretty tall, but they're like when they stand together, he's like way taller than them. Anyway, so Wavy, and then we have NCT Do Jaejeong, which debuts last year in April 2023, and this is more, it's like, it's not as serious as the other ones. It's more like they wanted to do this, so they got together and did it kind of thing, you know? But they debuted with Perfume. We've listened to that on the show before. That song should have won Trio of the Year. Like, they should have swept with that song and that album. Unfortunately, they didn't, but they should have. And then there's NCT 2018, NCT 2020, NCT 2021, NCT 2023. So basically, in those years, all of NCT comes together and makes an album all together. And they have one song that they perform on all together, and then the rest of the album is like fun, different, like mix match units. There's always a 127 song, there's always a Dream song, there's always a Wavy song, okay? These albums, 2018 being Empathy, oh my gosh, Empathy is such a good album. 2020, Resonance, also very good. 2021 was the repackage of Resonance, New Axis, pretty good. 2023, Golden Age, didn't listen, didn't care. Crickets. But NCT 2018, they had 18 members. It was like a big like moment. This was the first time they ever did this. No one thought they were ever going to, just because there were so many of them. Never been done before. But they did it anyway, and it was sick. The All Together song was called Black on Black. And one thing about these songs, they're not really listening songs. It's more like a performance, right? So obviously not every member's voice is featured in the track. That would be crazy. There's like a lot of yelling parts where it could be all of them. I don't think it is though. And then they have they perform, and because there's 18 of them, they don't need any backup dancers. And it's just like a really cool performance. They tried to do the same thing in 2020 with Raise the Roof. Well, I'm not a fan, okay? I don't really like the song. And I feel like they weren't quite as successful with getting as many members to do the dancing part, like the center part, as they were in 2018. I mean, in 2020, the 2020 album Resonance, they actually did win a lot of awards with that. There was 23 members at that time. And you might be like, 23? Yeah, so they were at 18 for a while, then they were at 21 for a while, and then they were at 23 with the addition of Shotaro and Songchan. And those two were like the first two new members to be added since 2019 with Wavy. And this was a big deal, okay? Big deal. Because they were young. They were NCT Dream age. So people were like, are they going to put them in NCT Dream? That is so strange. Like, because NCT Dream was such like, they're kind of clicky. They're the click, you know? So people were like, are they going to put them in NCT Dream? That doesn't make any sense. And Shotaro is Japanese. There's only one Japanese member before, pre-Shotaro, Yuta. So they're like, that's not enough to make an NCT Japan unit. So what are they going to do with these guys? Like, where are they going to put them? And basically, NCT 2020, they announced there's two new members. They're on maybe three of the songs. They've got a couple lines, and then they just disappear off the face of planet Earth. And people go, where did they go? Where did they go? And then it's announced last year that they will be leaving NCT to be in a group called RISE. We've talked about RISE before. They're like NCT adjacent. They're not a part of NCT, but Seokjo and Seungtan and like a lot of trainees who were supposed to be in NCT are now in this group. Which is interesting because it's kind of marking like they're a little bit giving up on the Limitless concept, you would think. But no, don't worry, because this year NCT Wish debuted. NCT Wish is the Japanese unit. Maybe like, is Yuta in the Japanese unit? No, because it's all young people and Yuta's a little too old now. He's like, what, 20, 25, 26? But okay, are you staying with me? So Wavy is a very interesting case. They debut with a Chinese cover of an NCT 127 song, and then they later like release a song called Takeoff that is like original. NCT Wish has released one song. I think it's called Wish. I haven't listened to it yet just because I'm scared of change and I don't want to listen to it. I've heard it's good. But we also have some solos. Both Mark and Taeyong have pretty robust solo careers at this point. Taeyong being the most robust. He just released a new mini album with the title track Tap. Oh, it's so good. It's like Taeyong in a song. Like, he really did a great job. Like, he does this thing where, like, when he raps and sings, it's almost like a lisp. There's like a special way that he says words that he doesn't talk like that normally, but it really is pronounced in Tap, and I just think it's so fun. Like, I think he did a great job with it. Anyway, choreography is really fun. Like, it's just really fun. And then, okay, let's talk awards. How critically acclaimed is this group? Great question. So actually, of the units, NCT Dream is the most commercially successful. Interestingly, because you would think it's 127, because that's kind of like the main group. They won a few New Artist of the Year awards in 2016. I think that's honestly just like from being from SM. Like at that time, and still at this time, but just different companies. But at the time, the big three were JYP, SM, and YG. And basically, if you were in those companies, you were gonna win an award, kind of vibe. So I think they won just because they were in SM. Yeah. They got their first music show win. So like they have, in Korea, they have TV shows where it's just like idol performances every week. And they, like, when you come back with a new song, you perform on these weekly shows and you can like win for the week, basically based on radio streams, fan voting, YouTube streams, and a few other things. But it's like a big deal. That's kind of like your first marker of like, you've made it from like rookie and now you're like a real group, you know? So they got their first music show win with NCT Dream, with Chewing Gum. This is a common theme, where NCT Dream will be the first unit to win these bigger awards. Cherry Bomb, oh my gosh, Cherry Bomb is maybe, hey, the best. Okay, let me not be bold, but let me just say Cherry Bomb is up there in terms of all of 127, like all of NCT songs. Like, it's really good. And that wins them a nomination for Album of the Year and Best Male Dance Performance at MAMA, which is one of the bigger award shows. Pardon me. It stands for Mnet Asia Music Awards, and Mnet is like a very big entertainment TV channel stuff thing. You know what? Let's listen to Cherry Bomb, because I need you. This is like a good example of the NCT sound. This is NCT 127 Cherry Bomb. So let's get into it.
I'm the biggest hit, I'm the biggest hit on this stage. I'm the biggest hit, I'm the biggest hit on this stage. I'm the biggest hit, I'm the biggest hit on this stage. I'm the biggest hit, I'm the biggest hit on this stage. 시간이 되지 반드시 아마 그만 땡땡 귀신 나쁜 박을 거려 다들 눈 못해 모두 따라와요 hands up in the air we back get away 이제 막 터질 거야 everywhere 나를 삼켜봐 그리고 내 어깨 스톰에 꽤 오래
저러지 저리고 언제 언제 터졌지 몰라 popping your head like King's Mansion No fireman이 gone fireworks are raising the sky high
I'm the biggest hit I'm the biggest hit on the stage I'm the biggest hit I'm the biggest hit on the stage
If you're happy and you know it clap your hands
Jump in the speed
If you're happy and you know it clap your hands
I'm the biggest hit
모두 다 shit 터지기 직전의 feel It tastes like a cherry bomb 쉽게 보다 가는 큰일 나 이미 넌 빠져들어가
땡창하는 지금 폭발 직전인 기분 주간에 두드네 노래 불러야지 나나나
꽃을 한 점들도 다 뽑아냈지 혼자 깜짝 놀라겠지 모두가 We gonna make it
I'm the biggest hit I'm the biggest hit
No talk 어디 가나 속이는 삶 주변 times 가나 가득해 박수 에이 넌 내 덕에 분명히 정신을 차리네 쫓기는 거실에서 이제 너 뺏어 말해 허리는 너와 뺏어 왕국 피해 킥과 책맨 나 보기를 바래 hater hater talk talk 뭘 먹어도 너네 가 속와 잘 뱉어가 pistol을 쏘 너를 gunshot 또 끊어버리 나 but the butchery bomb
I'm the biggest hit I'm the biggest hit on this stage I'm the biggest hit I'm the biggest hit
So we will actually keep listening to, we're going to do Take Off by Wavy, which I've talked about, and Boom by NCT Dream, both of which won pretty big awards for NCT. Also Boom changed lives because it was the first comeback that they did after Mark graduated from the group. It was a big deal. Anyway, let's get into it.
Take off, 这是天我就会 take off
talking about 不知天照为何灵魂只有起来点内
차도 음악 같은 stage 나의 단방울은 내겐 heavy rain
언제나 hot and shine 무대 위에서 live
네 눈 이맘보다 먼저 반응해
지금 우린 과도한 열기로 넘쳐 편히 앉아 놀아줄 시간은 없어
과정을 즐겨 나와 같이 더 달려
더 자유롭게 원하고 또 원해 Too late, too late, we're rolling
난 너의 꿈이 다 꿈에 닿는 통로 나는 너의 꿈을 손에 쥐어줄 수 있어
순수한 표정으로 춤을 추던 아이 이제 웃으면서 이틀에게 불을 질러
단어, 나 되고 싶어 모든 story yeah, 빌어 두려움은 지워 지금 반대로 설렌 심장 시속 시속 100킬로
난 모든 절망들의 VIP 기다린 정도 기다리게 하지 기억해 어디서도 night night 너 갈 걸 네 맘은 ice cream
지금 우린 그 꿈에 이뤄낸 player 내 안에 난 날 향한 찬사를 외쳐 1분 1초 가득히 난 전열 danger
도착적인 떨림은 I'm on it 우린 더 높이 be rolling
난 너의 꿈이 자 꿈을 찾는 통로가 된 너의 꿈을 손에 쥐어줄 수 있어
순수한 표정으로 춤을 추던 파인 이제 웃으면서
심장에 불을 질러
We got that boom 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 yeah We got that rip it like that
나를 던지고 너를 깨우고 show me what you got
is your life not changed? Okay, this was my first NCT comeback period because when I first got into NCT, it was post We Go Up, so post Mark leaving, and they went on, they like did not make music for like a whole year, which is strange for a K-pop artist. Anyway, this was a crazy album for me. Okay, let's actually read our PSA before I forget. If you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts, Educational Radio. An important one. Don't drink and drive. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. So, okay, here's the thing. There are two members, Mark and Haechan, who are in two units, NCT127 and NCT Dream. And they promote with both. But you might be like, hold on, what if they overlap? Great question. So I did some research, okay, and from the year of 2019 to January 2019 to like May 2021, Mark was in 37 songs, okay? 37 songs were released with Mark's voice in them in 3 years. Oh, 2.5. Okay, and here's the thing. In that 2.5 year time period, there were two full world tours that Mark went on. Two! Okay, so he was recording albums in between the tour dates, okay? And because in this period, in 2019, Super M debuts. What's Super M? Great question. Oh my gosh, this is something that SM does. Where basically every generation, they try to get like all of their like highest selling members and put them all in one group together. So Super M has members from Shiny, NCT, EXO, and that's it. But they went crazy. They did this whole debut and it was like a big deal. They toured around the world. Maybe around America, let's be honest. It was crazy, okay? And at this time, in the beginning, in 2019, Mark is not in NCT Dream anymore. But in April 2020, also keep in mind, they're promoting through the entire pandemic. The pandemic does not stop them. They are doing concerts virtually. They're doing the whole nine yards. In April 2020, Mark rejoins NCT Dream because people were rioting on the streets and they were like, we need Mark. So they put Mark back in. They terminate the graduation system. So now NCT Dream is just the seven and he goes back and makes music with them again, which great news. Great news to me. Because let me tell you, it was an emotional time. Okay, because they released We Go Up, which is an album, Mark's last album, and there's a couple songs that, whoo, it's emotional, okay? But what songs are we going to listen to last? Great question. We next are going to be listening to Sticker by NCT127. This is the most controversial NCT song because you're going to listen to it and you're not going to get it the first time, okay? You're not going to get it the second time, but the third time you're going to be like, hold on, maybe there's something here. They actually won awards for this album, which is shocking to me because this song is, hey, crazy. But when people say noise music in K-pop, when people say neo-culture technology, this is what they're talking about. It's insane. We'll just get into it because I can't really describe it to you.
I can show you need here, punching that ass, sticker. Bam, bam. I got him on, you're not the jump on, but guess it's the wind. We should get a fire high, hold it, the little chum, we are good. Oh, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come, bullet, you might have joy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think about the purity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Time to play, you're not too much.
Now, don't wanna get no matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The sake of you are dying, go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She go, my lone, Google, I love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, 네 맘이
시키는 대로 말해 뜻대로 움직여도 된다는 말이야.
우리끼린 달달하게 팍팍 sugar. 눈치 따윈 보지 말고
내가 벗으란 말이야.
걱정하지 말고 그냥 팍팍 믿어. 너만 그래도 돼.
못내 그럼 너의 것이야.
내 옆에 놓고 붙어 있어봐.
Like a sticker,
sticker,
sticker.
내 작품의 주인공은 너니까.
Like a sticker,
sticker,
sticker.
홀앞은 세상은 신경꺼. 너와 나의 역사만 써내려가.
사랑한단 말 말고 아껴줘. 내 맘만 받아줘. 왼손
써뿌린 말로 세게 붙인 노래. I'm falling off. 즉심이 소붙이네. Who put that solid get it? I'm the sticker for your love. 그니까 보인다면 들린다면 바로 대답해 like
baby.
Baby.
Yeah yeah yeah.
이끌리는 느낌새.
Yeah yeah yeah.
뜨거워 너의 중력.
Yeah yeah yeah.
너무 세게 나게 난리.
아주 가리야 내 태도가.
Yeah yeah yeah.
정신도 못 차리는 거.
Yeah yeah yeah.
거부할 수 없던 거 baby go. Like a boy, 꿈을 쫓는 어른아이처럼 말이야.
Falling into my love, my sugar.
Hey,
들어봐봐 이건 절대
입에 발린 말이 아니야.
가져왔던 내 모든 감정들은 널 맞이하기 위한
것. 네가 보스란 그 말이야.
Woo! 내 옆에 놓고 붙어 있어봐.
Like a sticker,
sticker,
sticker.
Woo! 내 작품의 주인공.
신경꺼 너와 나의 역사만 써내려가.
사랑한단 말 말고 아껴줘. 내 맘을 받아줘.
So that was some of Sticker. And as you can see, she's kind of crazy. When I tell you that song dropped and we all went, ooh, I don't know. This started wars in the fandom. I ended the song a little bit early because there's obviously more I want to say and not a lot of time. But basically the last two songs I'm going to be playing are, of course, We Go Up by NCT Dream and then Hot Sauce by NCT Dream. Hot Sauce was a million seller, NCT's first million seller, and it's also the top selling album in SM. So that's really cool. Yeah. And just a fun fact for you, because there are so many members, when they started doing NCT 2020, they released a series on YouTube called Awkward, But It's Okay. And it's basically two members that have literally never looked each other in the eyes before, having to have a conversation with each other. And it's hilarious. And there's 16 episodes, because there's so many members. Anyway, fun fact. So this group, NCT Dream and NCT 127, have been in my top 5 artists for the past 3 years. Because I'm cool. Okay, let me not say that. One thing about NCTzens, the fandom, they are, I would say, widely regarded to be the funniest fandom, but their NCT is always at the scene of the crime. Like, no matter what happens, if something weird in K-pop is happening, it's related to NCT somehow. Somehow. It's crazy. But, okay, we're gonna be listening to... One thing about We Go Up, the dance practice for that song, that YouTube video, I find myself back at that YouTube video often. It's so satisfying because it's like a quintessential K-pop dance practice. It has been diluted. I would say the K-pop dance practice video has been, they took her too far because it used to be, you know, they're in there and it's just like one of their practices that they filmed and posted on YouTube, which was really fun to like see them behind the scenes. And you get to hear that really satisfying, like, when their feet all hit the ground at the same time. But now it's like they wear costumes, the camera is moving around, like, they're doing all of these, like, cuts and edits. Like, girl, if I wanted to watch a music video, I'd watch a music video, you know what I mean? But We Go Up has a great one. Yeah, that's what we're gonna be ending out with. Trust, we'll be listening to more NCT in the future. I just needed to, like, get all of this off my chest, you know? Like, I was like, stewing on this NCT content. I know too much about NCT. I know too much about a lot of things. Well, okay, that sounded like I was smart. I know a lot of things about a few things, and this is one of them. But yeah, this has been Slime Time Radio Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's get into We Go Up by NCT Dream. See you guys all next time.
시작부터 다 예상 밖의 놀란 스타일 작은 스텝들로 부모 내 빅 바이 기보 Too slow, too fast, so don't control 폭폭 넓혀 템포 어디서도 기억해 너비 계속해 똑같이 wild and free 모두 바퀴 달고 춤췄고 타다가 또 바라라 let's go
Yeah, I know 멀게 보이던 네가
좀더 멀리 날아보려고 해 서툰 날 빛나게 해준 날에 기억들로 날 아름답게 해 이번 트랙을 끝내자 다음 스테이지 We go up We go up 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 go up We go up 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 go up We go up We go up We go up We go up
빛들 위에서 버린 게 봤지만 만나면 샷 이젠 다시 번내
시간 가도 쉽지 않을걸 뭐만 사려 Don't play We go
아무리 빨리 달려도 We don't run out 밤과 낮의 차이 상관없이 Stay alive
Look Time fly We fly 변화와 Timing 순식간 달라 everyday
두렵지 않을 수 있는
Girl, I'm a